We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Friday. I love Fridays. Aren't you thankful that it is Friday? Hi, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. We are at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We are two blocks north of 520. We are two blocks west of Courtney Parkway, two blocks east of Tropical Trail. We are right in the heart of Merritt Park Place. If you wanted to know where, you know, the easy way to find us, well, it's not as easy as it used to be because the Pizza Hut building is not the Pizza Hut building anymore. And so, but that's Tangerine that runs east and west there, right there by what was formerly the Pizza Hut building. Daniel Realty is right there. And then the other thing is Tires Plus runs on the Parnell side of things. There's a former dog grooming place that's on the corner of Grove and 520. That tells you where we are there. We would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. You know, I've seen churches that can grow with locations like we've got, and so I continue to believe that God is going to continue to cause us to grow. I want to say thank you to the folks at Weirich Air, Weirich Air. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. They are faithful supporters of the Refresh Radio program. They do great work as far as electrical repair, air conditioning systems, and they've been doing this professionally in Brevard County, providing sales, services, and repairs in whichever field you need, air conditioning, heating, or electrical, for over 40 years. They work in residential settings and commercial settings, and they provide emergency services when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call at 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. Let me just throw this in there. And that is, if you're thinking about changing out your air conditioner in the near future, I would suggest you go ahead and start talking to them about that today, just in case there ends up being supply chain issues like we've seen in some of the other construction fields. Anything that might have a computer chip has been challenging to get a hold of and has gone up in price. And so if you are not sure your AC is going to make it through the summer, do the wise thing. Go ahead and make the phone call. Even if you have to schedule out, say, hey, let's go ahead and get this process rolling. And that way you will not be inconvenienced if your struggling air conditioner decides to be a retiring air conditioner. That is not good. And especially during the summertime. Weirich Air, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. So we're in Proverbs chapter 21. We're talking about seeking justice. And today we've got an interesting verse. It's in verse number 7 of Proverbs chapter 21. It says, "The violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do justice." The violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do justice. So the foundational principle of this particular verse is that people whose heart is not right with God, instead of loving their neighbor as theirself, they are going to treat their neighbor badly. God has not given us a spirit of terror, a spirit of timidity, a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. The enemy, Satan, operates with fear tactics. God does not. And so the wicked will try and use their might and their power and their influence, and they will try and do violence against people who are helpless or not as powerful as they are. And so here's what God promises, that the violence of the wicked will destroy them. And he means by that, the violence of the wicked will destroy the wicked. It means here that they will literally be dragged away. They will be dragged away. And the word picture that is used is that of a bunch of fish caught in a net. If you've ever seen one of those commercial fishing boats where they launch this massive net out there and every fish underneath the water thinks everything is okay until the net sinks rapidly around them, and it sinks faster than the fish become aware of it until it encloses them. And I think that they've made some escape hatches for turtles and other endangered species to try and minimize the negative impacts on their population. But once that net, the weights on the net come together at the bottom, everything on the inside is helpless. And they literally capture massive, massive amounts of fish in one cast of the net. I want you to realize that it is not a challenge for God to deal with the wicked. They may seem to have a tremendous population. They may seem to be the most powerful, but God has the ability to say, this today, right now, this is when your reign of terror ceases to happen. God is the one that causes kings to rise and kings to fall. And so you need to understand that. Now there's some misunderstanding about that verse there. We live in a fallen world. Fallen people, unsaved people, manipulative people, terrorizing people, they do things to try and get their own way. But it doesn't mean that they're going to have eternal benefit from doing what they do. It doesn't mean that God isn't taking note of it. It will come out. It will be exposed. It says that they will be destroyed or dragged away. They'll be captured like fish in a net. And here is the reason. This is an interesting reason. Because they refuse to do justice. So remember, we've been talking about seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us, and that we need to seek justice. We need to seek justice not just for ourselves. We seem to be very motivated for justice when it is about us, when it's about our kids or our family or somebody that we know. We're very motivated for justice then, but we can become a little bit more apathetic. It's kind of like the definition of major surgery and minor surgery. Major surgery is when it's me having surgery. Minor surgery is when it's you having surgery. That's not the way that we want to operate. We want to operate with justice, where we are concerned with justice, not just as an individual, but as a society. And it says these people, these wicked people, these violent people, they refuse to do justice. They just say no to justice. It says, absolutely not. And so I thought, well, you know, that's pretty cut and dry. So I was looking up the meaning of the word, and it means that they refuse to acknowledge justice. You know, it doesn't matter how many laws you pass. If you do not acknowledge the law, it doesn't matter if the law's on the books or not. I would imagine that if you went through the legal code for any state, any municipality, I believe that you would find some laws on the books that are still in place or have just been recently repealed that, you know, were very, very important back in the day, but not so much anymore. And then I think you would find some laws that have been repealed that if you measure it against the Word of God, you would find, you know what? There was a reason why a long time ago they put that law in place is because God does not want people to hinder them. It doesn't matter how many laws you pass. If a person is not going to obey the laws you've already passed, what do you think the chances are that they're going to obey the law in the future? So I remember hearing about one law. This was back when automobiles were just being invented and roads were still pretty rustic. And they said if you came upon, I believe it was a horse, and you couldn't honk your horn at the horse to get it to move out of the road. It was either a horse or a cow. And you didn't just back up and go the other direction. They wanted you to start disassembling your car until the cow decided that you weren't a threat or the horse, whatever it was, to move out of the way. And it's like, boy, that's a strange law. That one's one that needs to be repealed, you know? So we have all of these legislative bodies. And let me tell you, the principle I've been told is where there is much law, there is little love. And where there is much love, there is little need for the law. So you and I, we cannot just refuse to acknowledge the law like the speed limit sign. You know, I know it says that, but I can go faster. I can push that limit. Not without consequence. You can't. There's a reason why that law is what it is. The other meaning for this word refuse, the biblical definition, is that it is distasteful. It is distasteful. And so I think I told you yesterday on yesterday's program about me trying pickled lamb's tongue, and that was very distasteful. Licorice is distasteful for me. Don't like it at all. There are a number of other things, and if I don't like the taste of it, you can set an entire table of it before me, and I'm not going to participate in it because I don't like the taste of it. For the violent and for the wicked who are interested in oppressing other people, doing things in the right manner, in a just manner, is distasteful for them because they think they're going to miss out on something. Okay? It is distasteful. And another meaning that it had there was that they're just too lazy to do what is just. I've heard a number of comedians through the years. I don't like to listen to comedians that do two things. I don't like to listen to comedians who use a lot of profanity in their thing. It doesn't work for me. Using profanity is being lazy in the choice of your words. I don't like that, so I don't listen to it. The other thing is I don't like comedians who think that the only way to get a laugh is to use vulgar subject matter. I think that both of those principles, both of those techniques are lazy approaches for getting somebody to laugh. So I think that if you and I are observant enough, we are going to find that there's a lot of funny stuff that we could laugh about. And like I said a number of times, I like to poke fun at myself because I'm not going to get mad at me. It's not that I'm self-deprecating or, you know, don't think, you know, I don't have self-esteem issues or anything like that. The reason I can poke fun of me is because I know who I am and I'm not going to get mad at me. And, you know, it's just the way. Let's not be so lazy that we don't want to do the right thing. Do you remember the parable or the story that Jesus told about the man who had company that came in late at night and he didn't have anything to set before him? And so he went to his neighbor and he knocked on his door and said, I need some bread because I've had company that came in late and I don't have any. I need to borrow some bread. And the response was, I can't. I've put everybody down for bed and I can't give it to you at this point in time. And, you know, I believe the persistence prevails, but I think we also need to realize we can't be too lazy to do the right thing. We need to be a blessing to our neighbor, not treat them in an unjust manner. Verse number 15, Proverbs chapter 21, verse number 15 says this, it is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. So let's talk about the negative first, shall we? Destruction is coming. Sooner or later, it will arrive. Anybody who is a worker of iniquity, there's not a good outcome unless you repent and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life. Anybody has the potential to transition from a worker of iniquity to a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can go through a transformation process by faith. God created you to be a righteous and holy person. You were created in the image of God, to live in the image of God, to spend forever with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's what you were created for. Don't live beneath your creative calling. And so don't worry if the person's due date hasn't come and they're still continuing to work iniquity. Vengeance isn't yours. Judgment isn't yours. The timing isn't yours. The responsibility to live a righteous, redemptive purpose before God, that is our privilege. And so that's the negative side of things. The positive side is this. It is a joy for the just to do justice. It is a joy for the just to do justice. Verse number 15 in the Amplified Bible says this, when justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, the upright and right standing with God. But to the evildoers, it is dismay, calamity, and ruin. So when justice is done, the righteous rejoice. It is not a hard thing. It is a jubilant thing when we get to celebrate that the right thing has been done. It is joy for the just to do justice. That word joy means it is festive. It is festive. We have had a whole lot of jubilant occasions. We had a wedding in March. We had a birthday in April. We had three birthdays in May. We had Mother's Day. We had our anniversary earlier this week. We've got Father's Day coming up at church for Cinco de Mayo. We put out there, hey, we are looking for any reason to celebrate. And so we had a free taco bar that Wednesday night at church. And you know what people said? It wasn't that they were so thrilled about the tacos, even though the tacos were good. The ladies did a wonderful job making those. But they said, you know what? It was so great to be able to get together and eat. See, our church does a couple of things really well. We do missions really well. We do missions really well. And we fellowship really well. we like each other and like to hang out with one another and share meals together and things like that. And we have gotten back into that. We've resumed our men's ministry. Our women of worth meetings are getting ready to resume here a week from tomorrow. We love one another, and we love, well, just as much as we love that, the just, those who are in right standing with God, love it whenever justice is done. That's all society is really looking for, is justice. We've got some other principles about government and justice that we will talk about. But instead of waiting for imminent destruction, I suggest we change our attitude or inclination towards how we treat and how other people are treated in our society, and say, let's do what is just and let's celebrate what it's done. I will tell you this. When God gave us the Word of God, He wasn't making a suggestion. He wasn't saying, you know, this might be a good way to do this. He was saying, this is the best way to do life. This is the best way to do life. And so when you do life right, it is glorious. It is a celebration. It's something we can throw a party about. It is not just that the person is in right standing before God, but there is a righteousness in conduct and in character. See, the Bible says that if you're rejoicing, and I'm going to put in there, for a noble reason, something wonderful has happened to you, I'm supposed to rejoice with you. You know why? Because we're in this together. And if you're mourning, I'll mourn with you, because we're in this thing together. And so I want to encourage you to begin to make sure that you're walking in the right heart attitude towards God. And when you do, you're going to begin to rejoice. You know what it says about heaven? Angels who have never, ever sinned rejoice in heaven when human beings who blew it big time spiritually, whenever they ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life, the angels celebrate. All of heaven celebrates. Because it's reason to celebrate. The prodigal son coming home from the pig pen is reason to celebrate. The prodigal son coming home from his debauchery is reason to celebrate. The prodigal son returning from his life of immorality is reason to celebrate. The older brother discovering the reason to celebrate would also have been reason to celebrate. Don't miss out on the opportunity to rejoice. I have a friend who's pastored down south. He's older than I am. He's been a very effective pastor, loves missions with all of his heart. He's now retired, but his definition of how his church had grown is, he said, we just like to celebrate. We just like to celebrate. And so if you have given your heart to Jesus, maybe you heard something on the program and you gave your heart to Jesus, we want to celebrate with you. Call us. Leave us a message on the answering machine. Send us an email to meritassembly@hotmail.com. Contact us via the website, meritassembly.com. Send us a message on Facebook. Said, hey, I was listening to the Refresh Radio program. I watched your service on Facebook. I gave my heart to Jesus. You can do it as a private message. I am able to read those. and they're not publicly, you know, disclosed or anything like that, we'll celebrate. You might think that I'm just a guy on the radio and I don't have a relationship with the people who listen, but that's not true. There was a guy who was listening to the radio program, and last year he said, you know what? I want to get baptized. I want to take the next step of faith, and I want to be baptized. So we made a way for him to be baptized. And he's since moved on to another state, but he got a hold of me, and he said, would you pray for me? He said, I'm finding it a real challenge in this new environment. And so I was able to share some words with him and pray with him. You're not in this alone. And whenever one in the body is built up, whenever one has a victory, we're here to celebrate with you. Not just the good reports, but let's celebrate when justice is done, when things are done God's way in God's time, because God made it happen. That's why we as saints can say, you know what? Let's celebrate. Paul, when he ventured into Philippi, it started off as anything other than a jubilant occasion. There was a fortune-telling young lady who was demon-possessed, and Paul got annoyed with her following him, and so he turned around and he rebuked the demon, and it left her, and the people lost their source of income that were exploiting that young lady, and so they ended up getting beaten and thrown into jail. But God did a miracle. The Philippian jailer got saved, his household got saved. The prisoners heard the gospel. None of them left, even though an earthquake hit the place. And you know what? When Paul wrote the church of Philippi, you know what one of the greatest themes in the book of Philippians is? The joy of the Lord. I tell you, we've got reason to rejoice. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
My one desire is to